Law One today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and Vitacraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. You will be astonished on what you can get your cat to do with this treat. You can find them at vitacraft.us, you can find them in pet stores, or you can also get them at walmart.com. And don't forget, of course, Good Pets Foods. These are supplement treats for dogs, and you can find those at goodpetsfoods.com. And by the way, put the word pets in the promo box and get 10% off. You can watch us right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen on Alexa at CRN4, tune in, or you can actually go to talkinpets.com, click on Listen Live, and you can get us there as well. But right now, on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets.
Is everybody ready to do the turkey hokey pokey?
Yeah! You put your right wing in, you put your right wing out, you put your right wing in, and you shake it all about. You do the turkey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
You put your left wing in, you put your left wing in. You put your left wing in and you shake it all about.
You do the turkey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your drumstick in, you put your drumstick out. You put your drumstick in and you shake it all about.
You do the turkey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. It's right around the corner, so this is our Thanksgiving show. I'm John.
You're right, Brad. I'm Suzanne Toper, Dr. Suzanne Toper.
And Lexi's already doing the turkey dance.
Did they get to the breast? That's my favorite part of the turkey.
Actually, you know what? With turkey, I would have to say I like the bottom of the turkey, which is the dark meat.
I don't like dark meat.
What about you?
I do. I like the dark meat. I just think it's, you know, kind of richer.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's just more tender. It's got a better taste. But the I'll give you the breast as long as you've got good gravy to go with it on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even if I go to like a chicken place out there, like a fast food, which I try not to, but when I do. I don't know. I mean, whenever I get the breast, it's like always kind of dry.
Well, that's because it's cooked improperly. Fast food's not a good way. If you eat a good turkey cooked properly, like good, which no offense to everyone out in America, but not a lot of people can do it, then it's really good and juicy all the way through.
Well, I'm going to come over to your house and have your breast one day.
I give lots of compliments on the turkey that I make.
How do you do it, Lexi? Do you do it in the oven? Or
I do it in the oven with a cheese.
Fry, I know.
With a cheesecloth. So that really locks in, like, all the moisture. You wrap it in the cheesecloth, and then I don't stuff it with, like, stuffing. I do lemon and onion. That's what I put inside it. And then you wrap it with the cheesecloth with, like, the juices. I don't remember what I have to use. I have to look at the recipe. But you baste it throughout, like, the hours that it's cooking. So mm-hmm. it just constantly stays moist. So then the whole thing is, like, just really nice and, like, moist throughout the whole thing. Doesn't taste dry.
When I used to cook turkey, I always cook it in a bag. And it always came out so moist, so mm-hmm. great. I get scared when people are cooking their turkeys in that deep fryer yes. thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories about those things.
Because they're not all the way unfrozen.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wouldn't want to be a turkey at this time of the year, though.
No. Poor turkeys.
Unless you're pardoned.
Yeah.
But, you know.
There's a cute movie about that. I don't remember.
Is it a cartoon or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Yeah, it's about the pardoned turkey.
I think I remember that. By the way, I wanted to mention, next year, in October, we're going to be going to Costa Rica. So if you want to join us, it's 9 days, 14 meals. It highlights San Jose, the coffee plantation, Arino Volcano, Cano Negro Refuge, and also Lake Arino Cruz with a farm tour and lunch and Monteverde Cloud Forest and Guanacaste, and that's the beach. You're going to stay in a bungalow for 2 days. On the beach, and there's all different hotels you go to. Everything is covered. Your flights are covered. Your transportation on the islands are covered. All your tours are covered, unless you want to add on to them. So, you know, don't miss out. You know, you can join me with Colette, and that's 800-581-8942, or you can go to talkinpets.com, and you'll see on the top of the banner it says Costa Rica. Click on that, and then you can join us next year in the 2025 in October for the tour to Costa Rica. So I hope you come. Our number right now is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. If you've got a medical question or a behavior question, lines are open. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. Thank you. So if you are cooking this time of the year, as we've already been talking turkey, maybe some people are doing a tofu Thanksgiving or a turkey-less Thanksgiving, but no matter what, not a good thing to be feeding or dropping things on the floor for your dog or cat, correct?
That's correct, John, and we talk about that every year, and I know sometimes people think, well, we hear this all the time, yada, 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 but you just can't emphasize it too much because dogs beg. Dogs have those cute big eyes, and they're hard to resist, and, you know, for a lot of us, food is love, and, you know, they want to slip the pet something, but even if it's something safe, like a little bit of turkey, some animals can't handle it, and they can even get pancreatitis, for example, or just GI upset, vomiting, diarrhea. You know, sometimes they'll get into the garbage if we're not careful and do that. But yeah, it's just not a good idea. It really is.
Speaking of beggars, my cat Shadow just walked into the studio, and she's, you know, she's got to be constant attention. This is what I get. She reaches from the floor and she's putting her paw up. Mm-hmm. This morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep in a little bit. This is what I deal with. I have three rescue cats and my black cat, Shadow. All of a sudden, I'm like, the arm went off and I turned it off. I hit it. And so then all of a sudden, this one jumps up on the bed and starts doing this with her paw, slapping my lips. She's like slapping me. Like, wake up. The arm went off. Wake up. And she would not stop. I was like, let me sleep 5 more minutes in my face with her paw. But it's like, you know, she's an amazing cat. And if anybody out there has a black cat, I'd like to know, actually, if you have the same kind of temperament. They're very attached. At least she is extremely attached to me.
She is. Here she is.
Yep, she jumped up. So if you're on our Facebook Live, you can see her at Talkin' Pets Radio. But yeah, no, very, very attached. And I don't... Well, I'm going to slap myself for saying this, but I don't give my cats anything from the table. But there was one day, just one day, that I was having some ice cream and I was sitting on my couch. Mm-hmm. And this one came over and just stared at me. And I'm like, don't be a beggar. What are you staring at? And all of a sudden, she would not leave. And then she would turn the head sideways and she'd be like, I can smell it, Daddy. Just let me taste it. And I made the mistake of giving her a little taste. I can't have ice cream anymore.
Right.
Because it's like, if I take ice cream, she will hear the freezer open. She will hear the spoon drawer open. She will come racing no matter where she is in the house. And when I go to the couch to have my ice cream, she will sit there and beg for it and look at me. And then she'll be like,
You've had ice cream. It's good. I don't blame her.
So it's like she's spoiled. I give her a little dab on a spoon, and that's it. Because I know it's not good for them.
And they're like us, John. I mean, you know people who can eat Mexican food every day at the restaurant and be fine. And
you don't want to sit next to them.
Some people have it once and they're going to pay for a day. So we all have different constitutions and pets are the same. And sometimes you never know when that's going to hit you. They can eat something and then eat the same thing 5 days later and have a problem. It's really kind of random sometimes.
True. The lines are open, 818-818-6401. You got a medical question or a behavior question, Dr. Sue's in the house. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
In, you put your waddle out, you put your waddle in.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
With just 2 months until he leaves office, President Joe Biden is gearing up to utilize his presidential pardon power for foul reasons. Justice will be served Monday as Biden pardons the National Thanksgiving turkeys on the White House South Lawn, CNN has exclusively learned, participating in the 77th annual tradition of the turkey presentation, according to a White House official. The president will talk turkey and make much ado about stuffing at his fourth and final Thanksgiving roast, a yearly opportunity for a cornucopia of puns and a moment to give thanks, providing some levity amid a range of global crises and the aftermath of a hectic campaign season. Weighing in at 40 and 41 pounds, this year's birds were hatched in July in Northfield, Minnesota, and will ride the gravy train to Washington over the weekend, according to Alex Davidson, a spokesperson for the National Turkey Federation. They'll spend the customary night in a luxe suite at the nearby Willard Hotel, where their names will be unveiled at a press conference. They will be presented to Biden by National Turkey Federation Chair John Zimmerman, who raised the turkeys on his independent farm. Following their expected pardon, both turkeys will retreat to Farm America, an agricultural interpretive center in southern Minnesota, Davidson said. Rumors of turkey pardons go back in presidential history as far as Abraham Lincoln's administration. Folklore has it that Lincoln's young son asked his father to spare a pet turkey that was supposed to be part of their Thanksgiving dinner. A competitive version of the ceremony became national news in 1920 when a turkey from Texas sent to Woodrow Wilson in a White House-shaped crate battled outside the White House with a turkey from Kentucky. The Kentucky bird emerged victorious, according to the White House Historical Association. The National Turkey Federation became the official turkey supplier to the first family in 1947, and the formal turkey presentation ceremony has been around since Harry Truman. Truman was the first to accept a turkey from the group. However, he did not spare it. The first documented turkey pardon was given by John F. Kennedy in 1963, though it didn't catch on right away. Even though Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, neither one of them decided to pardon any turkeys as president. Turkey pardoning became the norm in 1989 when George H.W. Bush revived the tradition, now a staple of the White House holiday season. Barack Obama employed his signature rhetoric in 2016. I want to take a moment to recognize the great turkeys who weren't so lucky, who didn't get to ride the gravy train to freedom, who met their fate with courage and sacrifice and proved that they weren't chicken. Check out TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Take him from my home. I will spend my days nibbling seeds at Rome and crying. They all got me laughing when I got west away. I live another day. They set us, they were sobbing. I won't forget the long gone home. Mama Gobble's face led me to be away, to be the lonely part of the circle. wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to everybody out there, and if that song don't make you think twice about having a turkey. Lex, are you giving up your turkey this year?
No.
That's probably the answer by everybody. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The lines are open. We are live at 818-818-6401. I know a lot around the country, they got bad weather, and I know in the Northeast where my family's at, they got like a foot of snow or more.
Really? Yeah. I haven't been listening, honestly.
My niece and one of the producers actually here on the show, Kayla, is up there snow sledding with the kids.
Oh, that's cool.
So she's like having a good time. I said, it's always nice when the snow comes down. It's real pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then after that, when it starts to melt and everything else, I don't like it.
Right. I love to play in it when it's fresh, like you said, mm-hmm. John, but when you have to get
shoveling
to work every
it.
Day,
yeah.
day in, day out, shovel it, skid around on the road, it's a little bit harder to deal with.
Yeah, and like when you said skid around on the road, it's like when it turns to ice.
Uh-huh.
That black ice
yes.
frightens the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I don't miss that at all. Although, like, people don't know this, but if you live in a warm climate, tropical climate, which is what they call us here, where we produce the show, out of Florida, if it rains heavy or if it's raining, our roads become like ice. And a lot of people don't know that.
Right. They get very slick, yes.
Yeah. And that's because of the buildup of all the oil and everything like that mm-hmm. from cars and everything. And then once it rains, it makes it very slick. And that's when you see a lot of accidents, you know, in these mm-hmm. regions like this. So we kind of have that problem. So you got to slow down in rain here, but up north, you know, in the snow. I remember too many horror stories of driving in snow. It was Jesus take the wheel about a million times.
Right.
So, well, once again, you are listening to us. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
It's Name That Animal time, and if you can name this animal sound, we will send you out a prize of your choice. We do have the new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's called Tales of Christmas, 101 Stories of Holiday Joy, Love, and Gratitude. You can go with that. We have dog books and cat books, but we also have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Sticks, which is like a big stick, and you break pieces off to give to your cats. We have from Good Pets Foods, the Daily Probiotic, the Daily Multivitamin, and also the Hip and Joint Plus. These are treat supplements for your dogs. We have an easy walk harness for a 15-pound dog, but a Jack Russell. And then we have nail caps for your cat in medium blue. Also, we have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. And we have the 2025 calendar Songbirds. So you got a lot to choose from. If you can identify this creature. What animal makes that sound? Do you have an idea, Dr. Sue?
I do not, John. I'm stumped on this one.
Lexi?
I think so. I've heard this. We've played it before. I've definitely heard this before.
But can you name it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to give you a big hint. It begins with a J. I'll leave it at that for now.
I know it.
It begins with a J. What creature is that?
I know exactly what it is.
If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That animal begins with the letter J. 818-818-6401. You know, you think, but not.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, a couple in Winnipeg is accused of causing untold suffering to numerous kittens, cats, and rabbits in order to create crush videos. For those unfamiliar with this type of sickening entertainment, crush videos involve the creation of graphic content meant to cater to sick people with a fetish for watching animals die slow, an agonizing death. According to the Winnipeg Police Service, Chad Cabots, 40 years old, and Irene Lima, 55, are responsible for the creation of crush videos that were posted to the dark web on their Goddess May Barefoot Premium Crush website. Cabots claims Lima gets pleasure from crushing the innocent animals. Animal Victory has reason to believe Lima has been crushing animals since she was a young girl. Will you please stand with us and sign the petition as we fight to keep Lima in jail? Go to animalvictory.org and please take the time to sign the petition and keep this woman in jail. And if any of you see online or know of any such videos of animal abuse, please report it to the authorities. But in this case, go and sign the petition at animalvictory.org. Check out talkinpets.com for more news and more information. And join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted.
Heavy snowfall in eastern Colorado is driving pronghorn onto roads that are
dying in the dozens because of vehicles that mow them over. According to the Southeast State Wildlife Office, the animals seek refuge from the deep snow on roadways, and they are unable to escape quickly because of the icy conditions. Tragically, over 100 were killed in a week's time. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said pronghorns can't move quickly on icy roads to escape oncoming traffic. And because pronghorn prefer to go under fences rather than jump over, many are trapped on the roads because snow is 2 feet deep and there isn't room for them to crawl under the bottom wires. We responded to 52 pronghorn hit and killed by vehicles this morning on US 36 east of Byers. Wildlife will congregate on roads when there is a lot of snow left on the ground. Please drive slow on the plains after storms. Officials are unable to bait the animals away from the roadways. They said until the snow melts, CPW asks landowners to plow snow from fields to give them large spaces to shelter off the roads. Meanwhile, CPW officers are monitoring herds to protect them and remove carcasses. Check out TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
The guardian of the grass, he's the ever-present sentry of the land. He's the spirit of the sagebrush, he's the prancer of the plains. He's the pronghorn small and silent, swift and grand. Where the cowboy rides, there the pronghorn glides, o'er the plains like an arrow true. In the pronghorn's home, will I rope and roam? For I ride back home again. He's a fine and fancy fellow in his dandy sandy suit, and his tail's a flashy flag for all to see. And he warns the prairie dwellers when there's danger near at hand, then he's running quick and easy, wild and free.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Topher.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we're going to go out to Marina, California, and talk with Larry. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hi, John. I'm well. I hope you all are as well.
We are. We are. It's good. Yeah. It's cold down here in Florida right now, but we're doing good. What's it like in Marina, California?
Oh, it's about mid-50s, and we got almost an inch and a half of rain last night, but it's clear now, so I'm out in the woods walking my dogs.
Yeah, did you get any of that? What was it, a bomb storm or something they were calling it?
We're south of that. So
okay.
Just the very edge last night, just the beneficial rain, so fortunately.
Wow.
We got hammered up in Northern California and Oregon and Washington, yeah.
It's crazy. The weather for the last 2 years has been insane. And, you know, of course, we had the worst hurricanes here in our area. We produce out of Tampa Bay, so it was pretty bad around here.
Did you get your house put back together?
I did. I, for the most part, pretty satisfied with everything. I still have a back fence that's not screwed back in, and I still have a pool cage missing screens, but other than that, I can't complain. I mean, compared to so many other people that lost their homes and everything else, I was very fortunate. Were you good, Sue? Was your house?
Yes, our house was good. The clinic, we had some damage. I mean, like you, John, I feel like it could have been much worse, but we had several trees down and two from the north side next door were leaning on the roof. No major structural damage, luckily, and then a sewage line that they broke taking the trees out, unfortunately. So, but nobody was hurt.
Good.
All the animals are fine. Everything's good. Can't complain.
You too, Lex? Your house and everything good?
Yeah, we didn't have anything happen.
The three of us got lucky, but a lot of people in Florida, it was bad. And then now I'm hearing, because around the country with the floodwaters that are out there and all, there's flesh-eating bacteria, which is becoming more rampant again. And you know, I read up a little bit on it, and I did have a friend that went, this was last year, no, about 2 years ago now, he went out on a vacation, and he went, I can't remember where, and he rented a jet ski to take the jet ski out, and him and his buddy, and basically they were out on the jet skis riding around in the ocean and everything, and then the guy came back, and he felt like an itching on his leg, and that's how fast it moved. Apparently, he got flesh-eating bacteria from the jet ski. It ended up taking him to the hospital because the rash just, like, took over his leg, and then they had to cut his leg off. Hmm. So he went on vacation to have a good time, ended up coming back without a leg because of the flesh-eating bacteria. So that's how dangerous it is. So people need to be very careful. Don't have, like, an open wound or anything like that where it can enter into your bloodstream, because that's what makes it worse. So, but what do you think the animal sound was? And this is it, by the way. What animal do you think that is, Larry?
I'm going to take a shot and say it's a jackal.
Congratulations, Larry. You are 100% correct. And I don't know what they put in the water out there on the West, but it seems like people on the West Coast are always getting the answers. So that's really good. So what do you want to go with? What would you like? You know, I read off the list, but we've got books and all, and we have dog books, cat books. We have the Christmas book it's a brand new book by Amy Newmark, and it's the 101 Tales of Christmas. We also have the Easy Walk Harness for like a Jack Russell-sized dog. I've got cat medium-sized blue nail caps. I've got the Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, and the Purr Sticks. I also have Good Pets Foods. I have three different ones that would come out to you: the Daily Probiotic, the Daily Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint. I have the Water Bowl from Talkin' Pets, Collapsible Water Bowl, CD from Gino Sasani, and a calendar called Songbirds for 2025.
You know, I think my aunt just got my 97-year-old aunt just got a new kitten given to her by my cousin. So I think either the Purr Sticks or the Lick and Lap. What do you suggest would be easier for her to deal with the
Lick and Lap is like a paste, and she gets five different packets in there. So all she does is like just peel off the top, and she squeezes it out for the kitten. The kitten will love it, and it's full of taurine, which the cat will absolutely adore. So I'll send that out to you. If you want to give Sydney her address, we'll have it shipped right to her.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you. Are you going to have a live show next week?
Yes. This is pretty much our Thanksgiving show because of the fact that, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday. Yeah. So, we'll be live.
Terrific.
Sounds good. Thanks, Larry, always, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Hope you folks do too. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Larry out there in Marina, California, and it was Jackal. So
I would not have gotten that.
No? Well, that's why it's a tough one, I think.
It is.
I mean, unless you've heard them before, there's only so many animals out there, and we do play the game from time to time. And that's why I put the J in front of it, because it was a tough one. So at least it gave people the idea to go, animal that sounds like that begins with a J. Lexi knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. Why is that so surprising?
Did I say that? That came out of your lips, not mine.
I know that it was... I could tell it was some kind of, like, dog thing. It sounded like either, like, the African dogs. But then when you said Jay, then I...
Actually, jackals are very pretty, and they do... They actually are... They kind of look like a combination of, like, a fox and,
they
like,
are
a wolf.
Coyote a little bit thrown in.
Yeah, coyote as well. So they're very, very attractive animals. But once again, we are open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. Dr. Sue's in the house, and we want to talk to you. We were talking at the beginning about Thanksgiving and dinners and so on and so forth. And I know one thing I want to mention is the carcass.
Exactly.
I'll let run with that one, because that's important.
Well, really, just making sure that when you throw it away, it's somewhere where the dog can't get it, because that is way too irresistible. And if they eat those bones, it's a very bad thing. They could get an obstruction and, you know, need surgery, absolutely, possibly die from that.
So if a bone gets in there, it could actually poke through the intestine, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Would that cause, like, septus in in the animal?
It would, especially if you didn't catch it quick enough. And, you know, that would require surgery if there was actually a hole or a slice through intestinal tract. Because then, as you said, you have things leaking into your abdominal cavity. And, you know, that has to be fixed. And that's going to cause peritonitis and sepsis. And they'll get very sick very quickly.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
In the prom's home, while I rope and roam, or I ride back home with you. In the prom's home, while I rope and roam, or I...
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time. Flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
An investigation, a former Virginia-based chicken supplier for Tyson Foods has pleaded guilty to two counts of animal cruelty. This plea marks a significant development in the case, following a similar guilty plea from the farm's manager in August. Both pleas stem from undercover footage revealing widespread abuse of a flock of 150,000 birds at the facility, captured by Animal Outlook, a national nonprofit animal protection organization. The farm owner's guilty plea includes a 12-month suspended sentence on each count, along with a prohibition on working with animals for the duration of the sentence. If he resumes animal operations in the future, the facility will be subject to unannounced inspections for a one-year period, ensuring continued oversight. Animal Outlook advocated for a guilty plea over a no contest plea to ensure that the owner accepted full legal responsibility for the mistreatment of animals on his property. Jared Gleckel, staff attorney for Animal Outlook, commented on the significance of the case. The fact that both the owner and the manager of this animal agriculture facility have pleaded guilty to the cruelty that occurred under their watch disproves that the industry's narrative that animal abuse on farms is merely due to a few bad apples. Animal cruelty is a systemic issue, deeply rooted in the structure of these agriculture operations and the perception of animals as commodities rather than living, thinking, and feeling beings. Until we recognize the inherent value and sentience of animals and stop consuming them, abuse will persist and animals will continue to suffer. The Virginia court website is expected to update with the public record of the owner's plea shortly, reinforcing Animal Outlook's mission to bring transparency and accountability to the animal agriculture industry. This case serves as a powerful reminder of the need for industry-wide reform to address the structural issues that lead to animal cruelty. Check out TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You should know that a man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life. And you should know by my smile and the look in my eyes that you are about to be massively forced to give up. Chicken attack. Chicken attack. What you are meant for the face to play. Say my love is harmless, but then you get more chickens. I'm go chicken, go, go, go chicken, go, go, go. Now go the fly.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. We're open to your medical and your behavior questions. You know, it's Thanksgiving time, and we're thankful here on the show. So I would like to send out for somebody who wants to call in. You don't even have to come on air, because I know a lot of people don't like to talk on air. But from Good Pets Foods, we're going to send you the daily probiotic, daily multivitamin, and the hip and joint supplement treats for your dog. So two people that call in, we'll send that out, compliments of Good Pets Foods, so you can try them for your dogs. And if you like them, which I recommend that you probably will, they're great. We will. Then you can actually purchase them down the road. But right now, you'll get the sample sent out to you. Good Pets Foods, and call right now, 818-818-6401. You don't have to come on air with this. Just talk to Sydney and tell her that you want the treats, and the dog treats are yours. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, the thing is, when we were talking about food and everything like that during the holidays, like I said in the beginning of the hour, perfect example when I gave Shadow a little taste of ice cream. Now she's addicted. Mm-hmm. That's what happens with dogs. Once you start giving them table food, whether you pretend to drop it off the counter or whatever, then they get so used to it.
Right. Well, and then they want that.
Yeah.
Some of them don't want to eat their own food, and people cave in and give them people food. And I'm not saying, actually, that's a whole other discussion, that you can't cook for your dog.
Right.
Because you can if you do it correctly and if you do it in a manner that, you know, covers all of their needs. But that's a whole other thing from just giving them a whole bunch of stuff from Thanksgiving dinner.
I want to ask you, actually, speaking of cooking for your dog means that everything's cooked. What do you think of the raw diet? Because I hear different opinions from different people.
And that's a loaded question, John, because if you ask 20 people, you probably will get
20 different answers.
And so it is opinion. And, you know, my opinion, and I guess I've been doing this for 42 years now. I hate to almost admit that. But I worry about some of the raw diets. Or really, I do worry about raw in general, especially with some dogs or cats that have immune-mediated issues, for example, or, you know, potentially other diseases and stuff, because I've seen some bad reactions, quite frankly. So
you know, it makes me wonder, though, because
nervous.
When you think about, and, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, wolves and everything, coyotes right. in the wild, they eat raw all the time, but they don't live as long. And if you want your pet to live as long as,
We are very removed. I mean, I know there's a lot of marketing out there, and yes, it'll say, oh, your dog's like a wolf, and it should eat this. They're pretty far removed from wolves at this point.
Right.
I mean, truthfully, look at a Frenchie. Does that look like a wolf to you?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm being very blunt about that, but I mean, I think we do have a lot of excellent formulated diets, and, you know, you have to watch the marketing part of it, because a lot of times it'll try to make you feel like you're a bad pet parent if you don't feed this particular thing. But, you know, you want to do your research and make your decision based on sound scientific
evidence. I just worry
evidence.
About, like, bacterial infection and so on and so
Absolutely.
Forth from a raw diet.
Yeah.
And I know it's, like, supposedly premium cut and everything else or whatever, but still,
you
it's raw.
You can't guarantee that, and
right.
how it's stored and everything. And,
right.
you know, things that pass down the chain, the supply chain, if you will. I wouldn't feed my own dog raw, and there's probably a lot of people that would argue with me, and I know there's a lot of dogs that do well on it for long periods of time, and, you know, that's great. But I'm not a big proponent, and I'm just being really honest about that.
Well, once again, thanks for listening to this hour of Talkin' Pets, and spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. From myself, John Patch.
And me, Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Gobble, gobble.
Can you believe this guy? What he won't do for a turkey sandwich?
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.